Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding, by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
Hello and welcome back to Flood Protection Secrets. It is great to have you here again. Whether you are listening in your office, in your car, at home, or somewhere in between, thank you for spending these minutes with me. In the last episode, we spoke about what happens after the celebrations are over. We spoke about reality returning, and we spoke about awareness, action, and the question of whether you are truly prepared. Today, I want to take that one step further, because there is one sentence I hear again and again. Not now. Not now. Just not now. And that sounds harmless. It sounds reasonable. It sounds responsible. But when it comes to flood protection, not now can become one of the most expensive decisions at all. Let us look at this more closely. If a company delays action, what usually happens? Nothing visible. That is exactly why delay is so dangerous. The building still stands, the machines are still running, the people still go to work. So management says, we still have time. But in reality, something else is happening. The risk is staying exactly where it is. The weak points are still there. The unprotected entrances are still there. The uncertainty is still there. And every new rainfall event becomes another round of gambling. That is the first hidden cost of waiting. You keep the full risk, but you gain no protection, zero protection. Now let us move to the second hidden cost. If flooding happens while you are still waiting, the consequences are no longer theoretical. Production stops, deliveries are delayed, customers become impatient, suppliers are affected, and once machines are damaged, the real pain begins. Cleaning, repair, replacement, long lead times, reinstallation, testing. Think about the costs at this moment. And then the question nobody likes to ask, how much business will never come back? Because flooding does not only damage equipment, it damages reliability. And reliability is one of the most valuable things a company can have. Now, let me say clearly, this is not only about factories and industrial buildings. The same logic applies to private homeowners. Because when a private house is flooded, daily life changes immediately. You may not be able to stay in your own home. You may have to move out temporarily. You begin drying, cleaning, repairing, rebuilding. And all of that costs money, time, and emotional energy. So whether you run a business or protect your own home, the pattern is the same. Waiting feels cheap, but waiting creates costs. Some of them are visible only later, and by the time they become visible, they are usually much higher than expected. Yeah? Calculate what you have to pay once the heavy rain has hit and damaged your building. There's another side to this as well. Waiting does not only create risk, it also destroys opportunity. You lose time, you lose momentum, and sometimes you also lose financial advantages that were available only for a limited period. And that is why I always say a delayed decision is not a neutral decision. It is an active decision to remain exposed. And that brings us to the real question. What are you actually waiting for? For more certainty? Engineering gives you certainty. For a clearer budget? An assessment gives you a clearer budget. An engineering assessment, not a weather report assessment. And that is, by the way, not an assessment. That is just collecting data from the past and predicting the future without knowing the engineering background. That is exactly what professional evaluation is for, to give you a better understanding of all options. So in the end, waiting often delays the very thing that would make a good decision possible. And that is why the price of waiting is so high. My golden nugget for you today is the following. Delay feels safe, but it keeps the danger alive. Protection begins the moment you decide to move forward. And here is my call to action. Perhaps you remember it and you will remind it and come back to it during the next days. Take one honest look at your current situation. Ask yourself, what is the cost of doing nothing for another month? And if that answer makes you uncomfortable, then perhaps the time to act is now. This is Flood Protection Secrets. I am Dr. Andreas Klippe. Stay safe and flood free.
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding, by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe.